knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
Guess who he is?
I know who he is, so it's not fair to me for me to answer, Wendy. But he's Dean. He's Dean Richards. He's America's favorite.
He's America's sweetheart.
Yeah, he's America's sweetheart.
Let's see you get out of this hole.
Dean.
Yeah, he's
hard to explain.
He's a guy.
He's very complex. He's all that.
Yeah.
Dean, what do you make of Shia LaBeouf?
I feel sorry for that poor guy.
I do, too. At
do
first,
you?
I just thought he was nuts.
Yeah.
And now I feel like he's somebody with a very serious addiction problem.
Yeah.
Very serious, certainly, well, I'll just say substance abuse problem, because I don't know what his substance of choice is that keeps landing him in trouble, like him getting arrested this past Saturday in Savannah, Georgia.
Yep.
He asked somebody on the street for a cigarette. When he was turned down, he became loud and belligerent and abusive with that person on the street. The cops were called. He ran into a hotel to get away from the cops, and they pursued him, and then became abusive and loud.
And racist.
And racist with the police. He was arrested for public drunkenness, obstruction, a variety of things for which they took him away. The body cam videos were rolling. And his full tirade was, you know, caught on video and has been released, and it's not pretty at all.
No.
It's a pattern that we've seen over and over again several times with Shia LaBeouf, seemingly with problems with anger issues and with substance abuse issues. Yesterday, he issued still another apology, saying that he's apologized for this kind of thing way too many times. He realizes that he has a serious addiction problem and is going to seek some serious, a serious road to sobriety, I think was the exact words that he used. He apologized for his racist tirade and said that this is a low for him. This is an absolute low for him. So you hear people talk about that and saying that you've got to hit rock bottom before you can finally clean yourself up sometimes.
Right.
And hopefully, you know, that was this point for him where he realized that it's pretty bad what he's done this time. And I wish him well. I hope
he's a talented
he can
actor.
Turn himself around. He's only
he is
31
a good
years
actor.
Old. He's a young guy.
Yeah. Dean, I'm sure you remember this. Years ago, he had an incident in a Walgreens here in Chicago.
Yep.
And we were talking. I was part of another station then, and we were telling the story on the air.
You were lame then.
And, yeah, back then it was awful.
I like you on this radio
crystal
station.
Crystal clear in FM though.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. And today we'd be playing Christmas music on that station if I was still working there.
Really?
Yep. All right. So
I forgot you were there.
Yeah, I was there for a little bit. So all right. So we're telling the story, and we get two phone calls. One from somebody who says they were there in the Walgreens, and one from a police officer who says he was there. He got the call to come and take care of it. Both of those stories we did not take on the air, but the producer talked to both of them, and they said there was so many racist things that he was saying that you couldn't believe it. And they said that somebody from the publicity department of a movie, because he had a movie coming out like 2 weeks after, was paying people off, saying, even though you heard what you heard, here's $100. Let's say you didn't hear what you heard, you know? Does that kind of thing still go on?
Yeah.
It does?
Sure. Yeah, the publicity departments do whatever they can to put the best spin possible on, you know, whatever their product happens to be. Honestly, I'm shocked that it was as low as $100.
Right. You'd think it'd be more, right?
I would think that it would be much more. And that probably, well, yeah, that was like the year 2002, I think.
Right around there, yeah. Maybe a little later, but not much.
Yeah,
but right around there.
The Walgreens at Michigan Avenue in Chicago is where that took place. And, you know, in these days where everything is caught on video, everyone's got a phone someplace, you know, that would be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars
right now
to somebody if somebody were able to, you know, capture that.
Right.
So yeah, I'm not a bit surprised that somebody was paid off. I'm not surprised that a studio would do that because they've got millions of dollars on the line.
Right.
And you know, an incident like that could, you know, kill a project that they have coming out. And that one wasn't even that bad. That he was just belligerent and wouldn't leave the store. I mean, he wasn't even... didn't go off on a racist tirade like he did this time.
Well, these people who called were telling us about the racist tirade that he did go on, but there was no mention of it in the papers or on TV, so whoever was handing people $100 to unhear what they heard, it worked.
If you've got $100, I'll forget what you just said.
That seems fair.
Clearly, I wasn't paying attention.
My price is higher, sorry.
Wendy goes 110. She can't be bought easily, Dean.
No. I'll go 80 and pass the savings along to the next guy.
That's fair. Yeah. That's very fair. And then really quickly, I'd love to get your comment on this because this is sickening too. James Woods sends out some very ugly tweets and gets called out by Neil Patrick Harris.
James Woods commented, he retweeted a picture that a mother and father had put out on their social media of their little son at the Pride Parade, I think it was in Orange County, California, in which they said that they were proud of their, I forget the exact term, but their son is transgender.
Right.
And they said that they are proud of their son, that he's expressing himself properly, you know, as he sees fit. And the parents were being supportive and loving to their son. James Wood took that picture and said that, you know, basically it's great commenting to these parents. It's great that you're posting the picture of your son like that. Wait until he dismembers your body and puts you in a freezer later in life for what you've done. And Neil Patrick Harris commented on that, saying, why don't you leave these people alone? He happens to know these people and knows that they're very fine parents.
Yeah.
And they're being supporting and loving to their son, and he should you know, basically mind his own business.
Yeah, what business is it of his? Why Terrible. Does everybody judge everybody without knowing any deets? It really irritates me.
Yeah.
How about the words of the late great Ann Landers? MYOB.
Was she ever more accurate than that?
Right. Mind your own business.
Right.
Some things.
That's absolutely true.
Or as Ann Landers would say, mind your own business.
Right. She might say it that way.
The
Stop
worst
it.
Ever Ann Landers impersonation.
I thought it was pretty good.
Ever.
All right. We must take a break.
You know, I had her in the studio there once. The
Ann
studio
Landers?
In which you're sitting. I had her in there once, and we actually had to dismember the door just to get her giant hairdo in the room.
Oh, no. Dean Richards is here. He will tell us about the Emmy nominations
Trashing
that are just
Landers.
Out. Oh, you can't do that, Dean.
Terrible person.
And then War for the Planet of the Apes
oh.
has finally reached theaters. We'll find out if that's good or not. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy along with Dean Richards on WGN. Dean Richards is here. Dean, the Emmy nominations came out earlier this morning. Any
Correct.
Surprises?
A couple of surprises that Transparent, which has been nominated for Best Series in a Drama.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the story of Donald Trump Jr.'s life?
Yeah.
What his life is about to become. It's going to be a major transition.
It's Jeffrey Tambor show.
Coming. It's Jeffrey Tambor and from Chicagoan, produced and directed by Chicagoan Jill Soloway.
Yeah.
Had been nominated for Best Comedy, actually, Best Comedy Series for the last 3 years. Not nominated at all this year.
Huh.
So don't know if the show is, maybe if the show is in total running out of gas. But the shows that did get nominated for Best Comedy are Atlanta, The Donald Glover Show, Blackish on ABC, which has had a phenomenal season this year. They've dealt with some very powerful, very important topics, but dealing with them in a very poignant yet humorous way. Aziz Ansari's Master of None was nominated for Best Comedy Series. Modern Family, hanging on in there.
Yeah.
Silicon Valley, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and Veep, also nominated for Best Comedy.
Strong list.
Yeah, on the dramatic side, Chicago's own Bob Odenkirk's Better Call Saul was nominated for Best Drama, along with The Crown, The Handmaiden's Tale, House of Cards, Stranger Things, This is Us and Westworld.
Oh, wow. Very strong
list there. Is that a good awe or a bad awe?
It's going to be, I love Better Call Saul. I love This Is Us. I love Stranger Things. It's a tough competition.
Yeah, there's very definitely some great shows. It's nice that they've opened up the categories to more than just five.
Yeah.
They have, what do we have, like six, seven in each category now. So plenty of shows get some representation. And for the first time in a long time, lots of conventional commercial TV networks are getting nominations as well, like Blackish and Modern Family.
Yeah.
And This Is Us. For a while, it was strictly cable. And then it had become strictly online platform shows, Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime, whatever. So it's, I think, a little more varied of a list.
I didn't hear you mention Night Court. Is Night Court not
Night
up?
Night Court did not make it this time, I'm afraid. Right. Yeah.
Saturday Night Live, though, earned
for variety.
Some nominations.
Saturday Night Live got the most nominations that they have ever had in a season.
Alec Baldwin.
Both Westworld and Saturday Night Live got the most nominations of anything this year.
Wow.
22 nominations apiece. That's the most nominations that SNL has ever received in a single season. And they are crediting it with Alec Baldwin and Melissa McCarthy's Sean Spicer. They were both nominated for guest series as well. So, yeah, they did really well. Other shows with multiple nominations include this feud with Betty and Joan.
Oh, yeah.
The Betty Davis, Joan Crawford.
About Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
About Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, which I thought was awesome. It got 18 nominations. Veep got 17. Big Little Lies and Fargo tied with 16 nominations apiece. Game of Thrones, a lot of people have already gotten texts and things from people. Where's Game of Thrones? Not nominated. Not eligible for nomination for this round. So I'm sure they'll be in next year.
They'll be back in. All right. Well,
in the acting categories, real quick, let me tell you that Viola Davis was nominated for Best Actress in a Drama. Claire Foy for The Crown. Elizabeth Moss in The Handmaid's Tale. Carrie Russell in The Americans. Robin Wright, House of Cards, and Evan Rachel Wood in Westworld. On the lead actors in a drama, Sterling K. Brown in This Is Us.
Great.
Anthony Hopkins in Westworld. Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul. Matthew Rhys for The Americans. Liev Schreiber and Ray Donovan. Kevin Spacey in House of Cards. And Milo Ventimiglia in This Is Us. On the comedy side, nominated Anthony Anderson for Blackish, Aziz Ansari for Master of None. Have you seen the Zach Galifianakis show, Baskets?
Love it.
Bill
One
turned
of my
me
favorites.
On to that.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's great. God.
It's such a funny show. Zach got nominated. Donald Glover's Atlanta, from Atlanta. William H. Macy in Shameless. And Jeffrey Tambor did get a nomination
for
Transparent, which is great. On the leading actress side in comedies, Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda, both from Grace and Frankie, nominated both of them. Tracy Ellis Ross for Blackish, Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Veep, Ellie Kemper from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Allison Janney for Mom, and Pamela Adlon for Better Things.
Love that show so much.
That's a lot of talent. That's it's going to be a good show. When are the Emmys broadcast?
September the 17th is when they'll be on CBS. Stephen Colbert
he's hosting.
Will be the host this year. Speaking of, he got nominated for Best Variety Talk Show. I think this is an interesting list. Best Talk Show. Variety Talk Show is the category, but it's talk shows, basically.
Yeah.
Real Time with Bill Maher.
Mm-hmm.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Full Frontal with Samantha Bee.
Mm-hmm.
Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Seeing any political slant here?
No, not at all.
At all?
Zero.
Also, The Late Late Show with James Corden and Jimmy Kimmel Live nominated. If you're Jimmy Fallon, I think you're feeling a little lonely.
Boy,
today.
He's the only one who didn't get nominated.
Got completely shut out of that category.
Wow.
By some excellent shows and shows that have been razor sharp.
Yeah.
In their political satire that they've been doing.
No question about it. We only have a couple minutes, Dean, but I've been looking forward to this. I've seen every Planet of the Apes movie in theaters. Please tell me this newest one is good,
please.
You
will be absolutely delighted.
Good.
This is such a fitting ending to this trilogy that started, I think it was 6 years ago that it started with the Andy Serkis Planet of the Apes movies. This one is called War of the Planet of the Apes, and there is a war that's going on between the humans and the apes, but it's more than just, you know, like big, large-scale battles that are going on. The actual large-scale battles are actually kind of primitive, but this movie is really about different kinds of wars, about emotional wars between the leaders of these groups. These are wars between the enslavement of those who you feel are different from you. These are deeply personal, emotional battles which are going on with both the humans and the primates that are involved in this. It's big, it's exciting, it's fascinating, technically, how they do these movies and how they create the apes in this movie digitally, led by the great Andy Serkis, who has played the Caesar character, sort of the head ape, the leader of the apes, who are just trying to live their lives while a renegade band of soldiers are trying to eradicate them from the face of the earth. Andy Serkis is so great in his dramatic parts. They digitally create all the ape exterior on him, but even through all the hair and the physical change, when you look into his eyes or you see a slight turn of the eyebrow, subtle things, Andy Serkis is so genius. He should get an Academy Award. He's as good, if not better, than most actors who do not have all of that, quote, makeup on them. I especially love him, but I love the story in this movie. It's beautiful, it's fitting, it's touching, it's exciting. This movie really has everything. And I gave it a Dean's List B+.
Oh, excellent. I can't wait to see it.
And Talking Monkeys. Do I have to say more?
No, sold.
Two of you.
That's why I still love Lancelot Link.
Secret Chimp.
Yeah, Lancelot Link, Secret Chimp. Talking Monkeys, pretty much guaranteed positive review for me every single time.
Wendy, a year ago, Dean and I held hands during Magilla Gorilla, the movie, and
right.
It was one of the most meaningful movie experiences of my life.
Yep.
Wait, there was a Magilla Gorilla movie? Why isn't there?
As far as you know, maybe. There was.
Maybe. There should be.
Maybe.
We want there to be.
Is Bubbles still alive?
Michael Jackson's monkey? I don't know if he is.
Break my heart?
I'm really curious. Oh.
Trying to ruin my Planet of the Apes high.
They live a long time, and I wanted to know who took custody once, you know, his master passed away.
I don't know the answer.
Kevin says Paul McCartney has Bubbles now.
I believe Bubbles the chip has...
expired.
Onto his grave.
I'm so sorry to bring it down.
Award.
Dean, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you in a week.
Have a great weekend, you guys.
That's Dean Richards, everybody. Dean. We'll find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Lunch next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.